everyone. Thank you for joining us for this Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I'll be your host, Matthew DiMaggio. Today, we are speaking with Reed Smith and Stephen Dodge, the portfolio managers of Hawaiian Tax Free Trust. We'll be discussing the ever-timely municipal bond markets, as well as the local Hawaii economy. Welcome, Reed and Stephen, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Let's start right off with a story not only in the municipal markets, but all the markets for the start of 2022. That would be the Fed and interest rates as the Fed tries to tackle inflation. We've seen how the municipal markets and really all the markets sold off on the news of potential rate hikes. What do we expect from the market for the rest of the year with anticipation of rising interest rates relative to other fixed income markets and other markets in general? And also, could you tell us how Aquila is positioned accordingly?
Coming out of the pandemic, we've seen a vibrant economic recovery. Unfortunately, as economic activity restarted, we also have experienced inflationary price increases ignited by supply and labor bottlenecks. Although many thought that these were transitory, they remain embedded enough for the Federal Reserve Board to begin to end their accommodative policy. The shift from stimulative to inflation-fighting restrictive policy threw the bond markets into turmoil early this year. Before the Federal Reserve has raised any rates, the interest rate markets increased yields. This has effectively factored in multiple rate increases over the course of this year and next. During this time, we also saw negative mutual fund flows for municipal bond funds, which pressured the market as funds sought to facilitate those outflows by selling bonds. In contrast, our fund has maintained a conservative stance for many years. Although still affected by the negative impact of rising rates, Hawaiian Tax Free Trust holds a lower risk exposure to events in the current market. Interest rate and credit quality risk are the two most important factors for portfolio performance. We measure rate risk through duration and credit risk through average quality. Currently, duration or rates risk has been held lower than the Hawaii benchmark, and credit quality is very high against the overall municipal market. A third item is liquidity. Liquidity prepares the fund to facilitate shareholder activity, if needed, without forced selling into poor market environments. Importantly, it provides dry powder to seek the opportunity of higher income from the market through new purchases. We currently have over 12% in liquidity available through short-term bonds maturing over the next year. To date, our shareholders remain focused on the long-term benefit of tax-exempt income free from federal and state taxes. For new shareholders, the higher yield represents opportunity. The portfolio is in a good place to ride out the current volatile market conditions and opportunistically add value by buying into higher market yields. As the year moves forward, we anticipate a reduction in market volatility. Municipals continue to be sought after for their state and local tax exemption. Anytime we see a reduction in volatility, we usually see demand pick up for municipals.
Thank you, Reed. So there's a sentiment from our advisor community asking what makes municipals compelling now. Clients are hearing about potential rate increases and are asking their advisors to guide them. How do we help investors or their advisors discussing the asset class?
Sure. You know, we're hearing this a lot as well, but when having these discussions, it's important to remember the role that fixed income plays in a portfolio. High-quality munis are generally used to generate tax-exempt income with a lower price volatility than one would get in something like equity investments. While rising interest rates will put pressure on bond prices, rising rates also provide the exciting opportunity of reinvesting income and maturities into higher-yielding securities. This reinvestment can help to lock in yields for the long term, which can help to make the income stream more durable. Rising rates also create the opportunity for us to reposition the portfolio in a tax-efficient manner. The other role fixed income plays in a balanced portfolio is to provide returns and or stability during times of volatility. During times of trouble, there's generally a flight to safety. This flight to safety means people sell equities and purchase haven assets like high-quality fixed income. This increases the demand for bonds, which can consequently increase the price. Furthermore, the current interest rate environment is such that the ratio of muni yields as a percent to treasury yields makes muni bonds attractive relative to treasuries for high tax bracket investors. This means for individuals in high tax brackets, municipal bonds can yield more than treasuries on an after-tax basis. This provides a unique opportunity for any clients you have that were worried about an increase in their tax rates. This was a bigger concern in 2021, but it's not currently reflected in the pricing. So if tax rates were to rise, it would make double tax-exempt income an even bigger benefit for investors.
Thank you, Stephen. Moving on to the next question, we talk in great detail here at Aquila with regard to managing locally and the idea that because of our footprint within our states, we are better suited to tackle the state's municipal environment. And you both have great insight. So we always want to ask, what are you seeing on the ground that someone looking at your market from a national perspective may miss?
Well, being in the state offers a tremendous opportunity. We're focused and have an up-close understanding of the local market. Both from a bond availability and credit insights, a local perspective is difficult to beat. We know the issuers and we know the economy. We have the same national market contacts as mainland investors, but our investors participate in a competitive and best execution market. The market knows this is what we do. On an average day, at work, I receive calls, emails, and text messages from around the country of offerings and opportunities. Across the market, network participants know who to contact with Hawaiian bonds. We also have a great relationship with underwriters of new issue tax-exempt debt, and they routinely contact us for our thoughts and opinions on new issuance. As the Bank of Hawaii, we are a major local bank who cares for the community. We manage the portfolio from the perspective of a local manager who wants to keep the investment in Hawaii.
And staying on the state level, but in more of a macro sense, are we seeing anything of note on the state economy?
All things considered, the prospects for the state are looking quite good. At the very least, the state is continuing to outperform expectations that were set in 2020 and 2021. Council on Revenues met in early January 2022 and increased their expectations, with their expectations for 2022 increasing from 6.3% to 15% increase in revenue. The council also increased their 2023 expectations from 4% to 6.9%. This comes on the back of unprecedented fiscal support from the federal government in 2020 and 2021, as well as surprising resilience in the general excise tax, the income tax, and the property tax in 2021. But the biggest surprise of all has been how quickly the tourism industry has rebounded. While international travelers have largely not made it back to Hawaii, domestic travelers have been in line with 2019 levels, which was a record-setting tourism year. And that's been true since about the beginning of Q3 2021. This is despite Omicron. Property values, real incomes, and employment numbers also appear to be increasing, which should help increase tax receipts for the state and its counties. A bill is also before the legislators, which would aim to add $1 billion to the state's emergency budget reserve fund. This would be nearly a 300% increase over what the fund had in 2019. It is a great example of how the Hawaiian muni market is doing. Looking forward, we are hoping to see municipalities taking on projects to help update our aging infrastructure and issuing bonds, which should help increase supply, as well as a return of our international tourists. This should help open back up the duty-free stores, which would be a big boon for airport revenues, and it should help bring back some of the jobs and spending that have been yet to recover in the international tourists' absence.
For the last question, let's discuss municipal demand, which had been strong for some time. We did notice demand for municipals start to wane as tax reform became less likely. Can you speak about that and really anything else that might be affecting demand?
Well, I think the relative attractiveness of higher yields in the municipal marketplace will create stable demand for the year. Many conservative investors have done well over the last number of years by seeking more risk as rates have stayed low. Keep in mind there is greater risk in many portfolios that can surface. Perhaps a higher risk approach isn't entirely consistent with personal risk tolerance or investment objective. Investors should take another look at municipals. We don't expect a reduction or increase in taxes in the near term, but with higher interest rates and the current ratio of municipal yields to taxable equivalents, it's an attractive point.
Reed and Stephen, thank you both for your time today, as always, and for your insights not only on the local Hawaii market, but the broader municipal bond landscape. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. For more information on the entire Aquila Group of Funds, please visit www.aquilafunds.com. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the rating assigned to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued to retire or regain an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.